Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. We're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out. We want you to get ready to take lots of notes. We want you to go to another level in your life because it's all about entrepreneurs. Well, we have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, the tools for you to be successful at life, at work, at school, and in your business. And now your host, the power coach, Lalisa, and the possibilities coach, Cassandra.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Good morning, my awesome co-host, Coach Cassandra. How are you, the Possibilities Coach? Good morning. Good morning, good morning. I cannot. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Hello? Can you hear me? Hello?
I can hear you. I can hear you now. Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah. Yes, good morning. It's a beautiful day. I'm just so grateful. And I tell you, we've got some exciting things ahead. You know, I was reading about what successful people do, and it's just a couple lines. It says, successful people have an attitude of gratitude. And isn't that the truth? You can tell when you're around a successful person. They compliment others. They do all the good that they can do. They give other people credit. They want others to succeed. They set goals, develop life plans continuously. And they're learning, they're sharing with others. They're not trying to hold back. And so as you can imagine, unsuccessful people are doing the opposite. They're holding back because they think they can punish you or, you know, they have a lot of very immature ways of being. But, you know, people can learn to do better and to be better if they have the desire to do so. So let's be successful every day of our lives, every moment of our lives, and do all the good that we can do. That's what makes the difference. And we've got an exciting webinar coming up, Coach, on February 22nd. We're looking forward to that, and that's going to be at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, of course, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then the following week, we've got the power of your possibilities. Oh, I love it, where we feature folks from all over the country that are speakers nationally as well as internationally. So folks, you stay tuned. We've got some great things coming up. Isn't that right, Coach? I'm very excited about that. Yes. Yes, so we've got some exciting things to look forward to.
Yes. Oh, yes. Exciting, exciting.
So today's guest, I'm telling you, we've got some power-packed guests today, and we are ready to go. And I know we're going to have a commercial probably around 7:30. That's the Eastern Standard Time, 6:30, for Central Standard Time. So adjust your clocks accordingly, and we're going to have some great things to share with you today. Back to you, Coach.
All right. Okay, well, thank you. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Let me introduce our guest on today. Our guest today, awesome, and she is on the line. Just to let you know, let me just introduce her, Kawan Fitch. Good morning, Kawan. Your phone is open.
Good morning. How's everybody?
Good morning. We are awesome. How are you?
I am pretty good. I'm pretty good. I'm actually at work right now, so if you hear a bunch of noise in the background, I'm a clinical counselor at a state psychiatric hospital. So I'm not off. In addition to everything else.
Well, that's okay. Listen, you are doing a lot of things, and I want to go on and just read some of your bio just so people can get a sense of who you are and share why it was so important for us to get you on the show with the dynamic coaching duo, Coach Cassandra and Coach Lalisa. Everyone, you were just listening to Kawan N. Fitch, and Kawan is one of the founders of My Sister's Keeper Association, which is how I got a chance to meet Kawan some years ago, somewhere around, 2009, I believe, somewhere in that neighborhood. And she has worked on all kind of projects, and she's worked with various populations and organizations in social service industry for over 17 years, probably closer now to about 25 years. And these areas of involvement have included domestic violence, adult and children's mental health, incarceration and parole, family community organizations. And some of these organizations have really benefited from Kawan's work because she has such a way of dealing with people and getting them to their next level, helping them to make all different types of transitions through their challenging times. And so we know today we've heard a lot about mental health. We hear a lot about domestic violence and other children problems. So it's really good to know that you have someone's name and information that you can contact now. Kawan is on Facebook, other things that she's doing. She is a graduate of Seton Hall University's Nonprofit Leadership Institute, as well as the Rising Tide Capital's Community Business Academy. In November 2010 is when she launched Kawan N. Fitch LLC, a company that she created to continue her work with women in transition, as well as offer her expertise to others. Ms. Fitch is also serves as a consultant for Love and Care Home Healthcare Agency of Columbia, South Carolina. So she's going to tell us a little bit more about, you know, what she does, but she's also an author of a very popular book, her first book, Confessions of a Welfare Mom, Confessions of a Welfare Mom, which launched in the fall of 2011. And she conducts these workshops and empowerment sessions all around the country to really help people not only get, again, transition past what they're going through, but be okay with where they are so that they can get to the next level. She graduated from New Jersey City University with a bachelor's degree in sociology. She has her three sons. She's also, you know, foster parent, and just doing, I'm sure she's a foster parent to many people who don't even realize it because she's helped so many people. She's a friend. I absolutely love this woman. She's done amazing things for me. She's helped me in so many ways. In her office, she used to have an office downtown Newark, right smack dab across from City Hall. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better site, right on the number one street in Newark, New Jersey, downtown. And she allowed me to come and hold a training session there for nearly a year. I would hold a training session there. And she opened up her doors to me, you know, talk about selfless giving and helping people. She recommended me to
all kinds of other people. She would invite me to come and speak at her events every year, and I met awesome people from those events. So, Kawan, you know, you truly are a powerful woman, and I just thank God for you. And that's why I wanted you to come on the show so other people can learn about your books, learn about your seminars, your conferences. And I think you have a TV show coming out now. So kind of tell us about some of your projects. And I know you got to go back to work. So you tell us about the projects you're working on.
I appreciate you so much, Lalisa. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And hey, hello, Cassandra. Nice to finally connect with you again. I started off with my sister's keeper, and when I opened up my sister's keeper in Jersey City, I believe that was in 2009 as well, I just became, you know, we got flooded with lots of community work experience women. And our program was designed specifically to help a woman get to her next stage, whether you were there to learn about my business and help my business, but it really was really about you. And it wasn't a good fit for everyone. And, my coordinator and I had no problem with sending women right back out the door who weren't ready to work on themselves. And so Confessions of a Welfare Mom was really born out of my desire to help women kind of connect with who they are and why they are at this stage in their life and how they got there and what was their real plan to transition themselves to self-sufficiency. So if this is what we're working on, let's get real. Let's get naked about what the real truth is about how you ended up on public assistance. And we're talking about young women. So it just really became a mission of mine to kind of help women share their story. It's become a very hot button issue, and this is also around, you know, the time of the presidential election, like right after that. So we're really talking about, you know, poor people and how, you know, the decisions that are happening in Washington are affecting families. So let's talk about the real deal with families. So that's kind of how it kind of came about. And they didn't believe it was going to be a book, and I had never done a book, but I researched, I did it, and it took me a while, but we're sitting here now, 2014, three books later. So Confessions of a Welfare Mom has Volume 1 and Volume 2, and then there's also Confessions of a Domestic Violence Survivor. And what I've done recently is taking the anthologies and have made, actually scripted a live show. It's not a TV show yet, but it will be a live performance of monologues as well as other entertainment, and it's going to be here in Columbia, South Carolina, September 20th. I'm doing two shows. I actually held auditions last week. Lalisa, it was crazy. I have two male roles for my show, and I actually had someone come out and audition who had been a part of a play here that was called Confessions of a Good Man, who played lead, and this person thought enough of my project to come out and audition for me. And he actually works in television on the administrative side. So it was really, really humbling. But this is what I'm doing now. So I'm working on casting, producing, directing, and event planning and everything for my show in September.
Wow.
We are looking for a venue. We will have the show in New Jersey as well next year. I believe October is the date. And, you know, once the venue is solidified, I'll make that announcement. But the show is called Finding Hope in the Struggle. And we're just going to, you know, have some women share. It's not just welfare stories, and I don't want people to think the whole show is only about welfare, but it's about real-life issues that women and families are facing, and men as well, and how we're dealing, you know, as a society, as a community, and some of the real intricate personal things that people think and go through and type of this, you know, how they're forced into making some decisions that they might not normally have made if they weren't kind of born into a certain type of situation. So that's what I'm doing, and it's really, really cool, and I do it here in South Carolina. I've actually had two shows that happened in Louisiana, in New Orleans, as well as Baton Rouge. I didn't personally produce those, but it was awesome to be a part of seeing my vision come to life in other places, which is, you know, that was the goal, is to kind of model it so that other people can pick it up and use it as a fundraiser for their organization, because it's always about giving back and praying it forward. That's what I have going on right now.
Wow. And so how do you keep up? You work a full-time job.
I work full-time.
You have three books. You got three sons. What in the world?
You know what? It just all kind of flows. You know, I've created a support system. My boys are so much older now, and I teach women that. I actually have my empowerment group for women in transition. It's called my empowerment Circle of Sisterhood, and that group actually is meeting in my apartment once a month. And right now we're six strong, and as that grows, you know, then I'll find additional space or whatever. So, I mean, I just do it. And I, you know, my boys kind of roll with it. You know, when they were 3 and 4 years old, if I'm talking to someone, they chime in. Do you know about my sister's keeper? You know, so now it's like, you know, my son can see me having a conversation with someone. You know, we could be at, you know, some amusement place, and he's like, oh, so, Mom, did he buy Confessions of a Welfare Mom? Like you know. So
I know, right?
They,
no sales
they,
people.
They have become
sort of
they have become marketing geniuses.
Wow,
well,
that's amazing.
They're going to be my first street team this summer as well for my show. For the show, and guess what?
Oh, come on.
I'm about to be a grandmother, and I'm getting ready to be a grandmother. Can you believe it?
Oh my God. Oh, goodness. Well, that's awesome, Kawan. That is so awesome. I don't know if I ever met your oldest son, but I met the two youngest. So those boys, how old are they now?
They are almost 10. David will be 10 in May, and Donald is 11.
Wow.
And they are already almost eye to eye with me, and they're big guys now. And if you could remember, one of the things that I try to teach women is that when you have challenges and struggles and you're trying to raise your family, and you know, I used to hear all the time that child care was such an obstacle. How many times, Lisa, would you see that it was board meetings, it was whatever meetings, and those little guys, they were right there with me. You have to create your way. You have to create a way to do what you got to do. And so, you know, I've never had a job where that I had to totally, you know, if I didn't have child care, I couldn't, you know, have my kids. You know, I couldn't work. So it's been fortunate that I've kind of created a niche where I can do that. And now that they're big enough, not only can they stay home by themselves, but, you know, they can be a part of even more so now. And it just works. And it actually was Coach Cassandra. I had reached out to her about something, and she taught me something, which is really, really cool. And I think eventually I'm going to get there. And I said something about talking and meeting with her, like having a phone conference in the evening. And she said, basically told me, well, no, evenings are not available because that's my family time. And I was like, wow, I want to get there one day when I can say, even God, my family time.
Okay.
You know, yeah. And, you know, and that was awesome to hear a woman be able to not just, you know, strategize, but also stick to even as an entrepreneur, having a schedule that works for her family, which was a real lesson and a blessing to me, you know, that I would like to be able to get there as well.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Kawan, go ahead. Okay. Yeah, I know you're at work there, so,
yeah.
You know, we don't want to keep you too long, and, you know, just let us know when you have to hop off. So So just before you probably got to go now, even though, just kind of share where people can connect with you, give out your website or your contact information.
Oh, awesome. My website is www.kiwanfitch, K-I-W-A-N, S as in Frank, I-T-C-H, .com. My phone number is on there. My email is kiwanfitch@gmail.com. You can get information about the show. I actually have three actors who are coming in from out of town, one from Baton Rouge, one from Pensacola, Florida, and one from New Jersey who are going to be coming to South Carolina to perform. So if anybody on wants to perform in Finding Hope in the Struggle, September 20th here in Columbia, South Carolina, please reach out to me, send me your one-minute video audition, and we'll be in touch. But that's you know, and you can find the tickets for Finding Hope in the Struggle at eventbrite.com as well. And I'm booking some rooms, so if you want to come down, Lisa, you're more than welcome.
Hey, listen, don't tempt me, girl. Don't tempt me. You know, I've been dying to get down there with you since you've been there. And
well,
just congratulations.
You're welcome. I will have a front row seat for you, so you just let me know if you're able to work it into your schedule.
Girl, you know, my brain is already at work right now. Are you kidding me? South Carolina, what you say? Get some empowerment. Yeah. I would love to come down there. But, you know, congratulations, Kiwan. You know, and I know you come up here to New Jersey from time to time and doing different things, and we don't always get a chance to connect because it seems like for some reason we're always doing things on the exact same days. Which is good, because that means we're both busy and doing things and doing, and we're both doing what we love, and that's always important. So yes, and things happen on the weekend. You know that when you work a full time job, you have to plan a lot of things for the weekend.
Absolutely.
I
was just up there in November, and we had over 100 people that showed up for my book signing. So that was we did a
congratulations, Kiwan.
Yeah, it was awesome in Jersey City in November, and 9.9 times out of 10, I'll be doing it again in November. And the project is called Domestic Violence Beyond October. And you know, because we inundate ourselves and we flood ourselves during these National Awareness Months. And then you hear nothing unless you hear about a tragedy. So I just wanted to be a part of continuing the conversation flowing. So November 2014 will be another Confessions of a Domestic Violence Survivor beyond October. So it's pretty awesome. You know, and that's my goal in life, to kind of keep those issues that face women and families, you know, in the forefront of everyone's mind, and we're consistently talking about how we can do better for families.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That is so awesome. That's awesome, Kiwan. Well, again, you know, thank you so much for stopping by the show.
Absolutely.
If anyone had a quick question that you wanted to shoot out to Kiwan, just hit your number one key. But I know she's at work there, and we so appreciate you taking the time to stop by. The show comes on pretty early, so most people are either at work or on their way to work, so we're just happy people can just stop by our virtual studio and spend a couple minutes with us, share their powerful stories and journeys and things that they're doing, that they're working on. We wish you so much success, Kiwan, in what you're doing.
Thank you, and we
look forward to seeing you at one of our events or somewhere along the way.
We'll definitely be in touch.
If there's no questions,
I'm going to greet you guys a good day.
Oh, thank you. That's Kiwan Fitch. She has to go, and we're going to take a commercial break, and we're going
to
come back
to
the AAE show.
To life. Serena Washington is owner and founder of Two Covenant Mogul and Project Create Your Success, a company that exposes how to make recurring income while you sleep. $300 will get you the individual plan and $500 for the family plan. Our vision books are for all occasions, including but not limited to memory lane, graduations, weddings, and children books. Project Create Your Success is a program that cares about your family security. Also, ask about our protection plan at 504-710-7359. Contact us today to get started. 504-710-7359, or send an email to authorserenawashington@gmail.com. That's authorserenawashington@gmail.com. And remember, Project Create Your Success by Two Covenant Mogul.
Wow, wow, was absolutely amazing. Kawan Fitch, I tell you, she is doing some great and wonderful things, amazing, awesome things, and she got a chance to stop by and share them with you today so that you can get inspired, get motivated, get up and get going. What is it that you have on your plate to do? What is it that you could be doing that could be helping someone else? You know, you got to think outside the box. You know, look at something that you love to do, or look at something that you've been doing, something that you wanted to do. You know, somebody once said that, what problem do you want to solve? You know, Kawan obviously wants to solve the problem. Ms. Kawan Fitch. Yes. Ms. Kawan Fitch, she wants to solve the problem where women and men and families are not able to get to the next level. So she sees a family, right, who's not able to get to the next level, whether it's a female or a male or the youth, and she, boom, she, like, puts her super cape on, and she flies in just like Superman, you know. He'd fly around, and he had that x-ray vision. He'd look down on the situation and see somebody
struggling.
He'd go, right? Superman would zoom in and take care of the situation. Well, that's how Kawan Fitch is. When she sees a family that is having some type of challenge, she swoops in and she helps them get to the next level. And I've seen her here at work. I've seen her here in action. Because at the time we met, I was working in a halfway house where it was my job to help people get back acclimated to society after coming out of prison or after having been incarcerated in a jail, or even those who had been on parole who got in trouble and were out on parole, and they would violate their parole some kind of way, and they would have to go and spend time in the halfway house where I would work. And so we were constantly, one of our functions of the job was to connect these individuals with all the services in the community, because, you know, that's one of the problems. Sometimes when people get home, come home from being incarcerated in any level, they don't know what services are there, because sometimes they've been gone for a while. And so they don't know what services that have been there. They don't know what services are around. So one of my jobs was to get them the services, and that's how I end up meeting Kawan in the first place. And so yes. So here's the situation. You have to see what can you do? And it may be something totally different. Like, for instance, it may not be what she was doing. Like I said, I watched her in action. I watched her, you know, get people beds. You know, people come home, they don't know where they're going to sleep, or they need clothing, or they just need a bath. You know, some people just need a bath. And she would help assist them. And then they need self-esteem.
they need, you know, that's how we met. And someone had given her my name and told her that I could be of service to do some empowerment coaching. And that's how we got started. Of course, I had my book in my hand, Release Your Power. I went there with my book, and I was able to kind of help some people and just kind of watch people grow. And then she and I just stayed connected ever since the first day we met. And we just built this relationship and began to partner together on things. But, you know, then there's people who do accounting. You're an accountant. Maybe there are some ways you can do some accounting for people. And there's so many ways to fulfill that thing within you. You know, yes, we have our jobs, and that's great, and that's wonderful. Many of us love our jobs. For some of us, our jobs are the fulfillment of our dreams. You know, some of us have that dream job, you know, that dream place we want to work, or that dream thing we want to do, and some company hires us to, okay, so again, you know, you could be wanting to help people, for instance, like with where I was at with the transitional thing. Well, you know, with people coming out of incarceration, well, the Kentalk group where I worked, they could have easily hired me as their CEO. So at that point, it would have been, you know, doing a dream job within an organization. That's also possible. And when you work in an organization and you still can behave like an entrepreneur, and sometimes you're responsible to do that, that's called intrapreneur. So entrepreneurship is just as important as entrepreneurship. So entrepreneurs work inside the organization, still leading, guiding, directing, organizing, managing, facilitating. But you're within an organization. It's not your own company, someone else's organization, but you still carry on all the functions of an entrepreneur. So we call it an intrapreneur. So it's an IN versus an EN, because you're internal, sort of like you have the internet within an intranet within the organization. It's the intranet. You just connected, you know, internet-wise to everybody, is sharing the same database kind of situation within the company. And so, yes, but what is it that you want to do, you know, as a coach? You know, our job is to help you, is to help you figure out what do you want to do. That's why we want you to come on April the 22nd at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time and 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. We want you to sign up for the Power Up Your Possibilities webinar. Power Up Your Possibilities webinar going down. It's a webinar, so you have to actually sign in. So if you want to attend the webinar, you have to contact Coach Cassandra or myself, and we'll get you the link to sign up. Now, the webinar, we're still offering it at our super low introductory price of just $19.99. But the webinar will go up at some time in the future. We don't know the exact date. So definitely, you want to get in. We will be teaching you how you can definitely do the things that you really want to do, and how, and give you some steps. We got some systems that we're going to be rolling out to you, and some success strategies and systems for you to use and to implement so that you can really move forward and live in your dream, just like we're doing. Just like we're doing. I mean, Coach Cassandra, you know, she's there in St. Louis, but she also has projects in other parts of the country. I'm here in New Jersey, but also, you know, connected through the internet, virtually, socially, to other areas and other projects. And we want to be able to teach you how to take your message or your ideas and how you can actually build on them and build yourself a money-making system to where you are able to help other people, help your own family, and live the life of your dreams. Live a life where you enjoy your life, you enjoy your day, you're enjoying your family, and that you actually have more time to do the things you love. And the problem is that a lot of people, they don't know how to kind of organize themselves in that system or how to even find out what it is that lies on the inside of them. And so you want to definitely sign up for this webinar. You can contact Coach Cassandra or myself through inbox. We will send you the registration info. The flyer will be going around. We will be circulating the flyer all over social media later today or tomorrow, and all over. I'll be circulating it here all over New Jersey. She will be circulating it all over St. Louis. Our friends in Cleveland will be circulating it for us in Cleveland. We got friends in Dallas. We got friends in California. Our friends in Atlanta will be circulating it there. So we are totally, you want to get in on this webinar because you will get in. You're going to get information that you have not heard the information here on the show. So, yes, if this is some new information that we want to share with you that is valued at much higher than $19.99. So getting in at $19.99 is an absolute steal. But if you were to have to pay the regular price, you'd have to pay thousands of dollars. We want to offer it to you because you're our friend and we love you. And we want to make sure that we're giving you the best possible deal that we can come up with. All right? And trust me, you will be excited and you will be totally glad that you were able to do this. We're going to show you some things that will help you, and you will get a chance to ask your questions and figure out how you can put something solid, a system into place that will help you create the wealth. And here's the thing, you may say, well, haven't I already heard this before? Or, you know, can't I just go on the internet and look this up? Yes, you can get a lot of information from the internet. God knows I've gotten a lot from there. But at the end of the day, I still had to go and put it together myself and figure that out. They give you a lot of information. They give you a lot of, you can go on the internet and get anything you want. But how are you going to put it together? So that's what, but we actually show you how to put it together. And that's what, you know, people who have come to the private sessions that I do with the coaching, that's what they can tell you. At the end of the day, you're not going to just get information. I'm going to show you how to put it together and help and assist you in putting it together so that you can actually do it. Because a lot of people go to seminars, go to webinars, go to conferences, go to workshops, they get a lot of information, bags and bags and books of it. They walk away and they never put it together. And I learned, and one day I was at an event, right, and I sat there and I said to myself, well, no wonder we can't put it together. They never showed us how to put it together. They don't show you how to put it together. They tell you, yeah, to put it together. They tell you that if you put it together, it'll work. And that's so true. It will. But you got to still know how to put it together. And so that's one of the things that you'll get when you come to this webinar. On what day? That's right. Tuesday, April 22nd. So, hey, that's not this Tuesday. Tuesday is tomorrow. It's next Tuesday. So you want to definitely make sure you get registered early because I'm telling you, your life is going to change so much to the better. And I'm telling you, you are going to be so excited. You're going to be like me. You're going to be like Coach Cassandra. Why do you think we're so excited every day, bouncing off the walls? You know, Coach Cassandra loves to tell people. Right, Coach Cassandra. You know,
that's
you love to
right,
tell people.
Right, you're telling all
you
our
love
secrets.
To tell people. Oh, girl, you love to tell people. Have a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious day, baby. Why do you think she says that every day? This girl, you know. You want to be, listen, you want a life that is exciting. You want a life that is, that when you wake up in the morning, you don't want to wake up going, oh, what now? What, you know, what's today's on the brain? Oh, it might be a good day. No. Though, you know, you can say goodbye to those days. Once you hit this webinar, once you tune into this webinar and what we're going to show you, you're going to be saying goodbye to that attitude. You are never going to have that attitude again, because we're going to show you not only are we going to give you information, not only are we going to tell you what to do, we're going to actually show you how to get it done. And that, my friend, is the missing key for a lot of people. You know, because I know it was the missing key for me. For years I went and I paid thousands of dollars. I wish I could get back every dollar for every webinar, a workshop, or conference, or seminar that I attended. Because I got a bunch of information, and then my bookshelves are filled with it. But I still had to go and figure out how to put it together. And once I did that, though, I said, God, I believe God allowed me to do that for a reason. Because then that was the piece that he gave me, is that, okay, Lalisa, you're going to be the show me person. You know, show me how. So, yes, go ahead, Coach Cassandra.
Yes, absolutely. There is purpose in your pain. You say, why did I go through all of this? Well, there was purpose. Either you're going to have to teach someone else, you're going to have to use it as fuel to get to the next level, but I'm telling you, God is up to something, and it's always good. So what basically Coach Lalisa is telling you, she is the power coach, and of course I'm the possibilities coach, we're going to show you how to release your power, how to explore the possibilities so that you can uncover and discover all of who you are, because you're so much more than what you play, you know, because a lot of times people are playing it low. They're not trying to let anybody know who they really are, because, number one, they may not know, and number two, they're kind of frightened to think that I have this desire to do this or to be that. But listen, you don't have to play it small anymore. Let's play it big, because greater is on the inside of you. So now it's about following your heart. You know, don't give up. Follow your passions. It's about making your dreams come true. We all have an idea. We all have ideas, but we need to be able to bring them together in a practical way, just like Coach is saying. Sometimes, you know, you can know a lot of things. You can have a lot of good ideas, but what can you do with it to make it a reality? And I'm telling you, I think that's what kept me frustrated for so many years, frustrated, even angry, because I knew I had gifts and talents, but how do you make it work? How do you make the dots connect? And I think that's what we all want to know. How do you make the dots connect? Well, we're going to show you how to make the dots connect. By coming on this webinar, we're going to show you the tools, the tactics, the strategies. We've got a toolkit that we're putting together for you, and we want to make it work because we know what you desire to do. We've been hearing from you, and we know what it is that you're trying to do, where you're trying to go. So that's what we're offering. We're offering the ability to be the you that you know is down on the inside of you, so you can get up off that couch, so you can go ahead and put one step in front of the other and do it. Okay, you've been talking about it. You've been talking the talk. Now it's time to walk the talk, okay? So, you know, put that vision plan together. Hopefully everyone's put together their vision boards. If you're new to the show, we're absolutely recommending that everyone get a vision board. What is a vision board? It's where you see yourself going. You know, if you see yourself going around the world, as I do, put a map of the world on that vision board. It can just be a small map. It doesn't have to be a huge map. You see yourself in 3 months taking a class, completing a class, write that on the vision board, taking a trip. Whatever it is in the next year that you want to accomplish. And you know what? I'm telling you, sometimes these visions and dreams that I have, they're coming, they're manifesting so quickly, I have to update my board now every 3 months. And sometimes I've had to do it even in a month because it's like, oh my God, it's here, it's happening. What, you know, what I have desired is before me. And so same with you, it will happen. See yourself there. Go drive that new car. Go look at those new houses. whatever it is that you believe that you're going toward, see it. See yourself there. Envision it, you know. Without a vision, the people perish, you know. So you'll lack hope. You'll be frustrated. You'll be disgusted because you'll see someone else doing the exact thing that you know you could have done. But it's not too late. That's what's so beautiful. We have this thing called time. And, yeah, it is wrapping up. So, you know, get a sense of urgency, you know, and make it happen. And we just try to fuel that urgency by putting together a package that's practical, that is something that you can utilize to do it. And that's what it's all about, folks. It's about doing it, doing what's in your heart. And what's in my heart, which what's in Coach Lalisa's heart, is to inspire you. You can wake us up all day long. We will inspire you, motivate you. We will give you tools, plans, tactics, strategies, because we have been there, done that, helped write the book, and so now we're teaching the classes and the seminars to make you successful. So, yeah, it's about believing in miracles, believing in the power of you that God has put down on the inside of you. From the foundations of the earth, you have been blessed with gifts for the world. And don't keep that gift to yourself, even if you don't see anybody using it more than just in your household. But see, you never know what God wants to do with it. Even if you don't have a greater vision, God has a greater vision. That's what's so cool. That's what's so exciting. He said, oh, I only thought I was going to do this. I just thought I was going to just be on local radio. And God said, no, you're going to be around the state, around the country, and then he says around the world, and we're like, whoa, okay, God, your vision, your plans is so much greater, and I'm excited about that, and I hope you are too. I don't know if anybody's waiting to make a comment or wants to ask a question. We are ready and available, but check this out. Don't forget about our hashtag, Power Your Possibilities. We love to hear from you over there. You can write your comments, those of you that are kind of shy about saying something on the radio, on Facebook. If you put in that little search engine, hashtag, Power Your Possibilities, you'll see our area come up, and you can make comments. We even have a free gift for you because we love you, love you, love you, and we want to see you become successful and do better, do greater. I'm just excited. I mean, we hear people come on the radio, and they give testimonials about how they used to be, and as a result of listening to the show, you know, what came about and what they're, you know, headed to as a result of listening to the show. So we are so grateful. We count it an honor and a blessing to hear those exciting things that you're doing. And don't forget to check out our friend, David Knight, has social media, the Christian social media, Christian social network. So it is my MYCSN for Christian Social Network .com, and it's so exciting because you don't only have to be a Christian to be on it. It's just that, you know, he just wants to make sure you have, you know, wholesome things on there, no cursing and, you know, no crazy stuff, just good wholesome comments and pictures and those kinds of things. But, yeah, check out MyCSN, the Christian Social Network. It is the Christian version of Facebook. So we're so happy to be a part of that group and organization that's banging and making things happen. Pow, pow. So we are right there with you, David, and many of our other friends. We're excited. And Denise Jenkins there in Cleveland doing an exciting work. You know, we talk to people all over the country. Pastor Janet Green over there in Memphis. People all over the country, my friend Mary in California, wow, just folks all over the place that are doing some dynamic, exciting things. And so we know that you're doing the same thing, and we'd love to hear from you, love to know more about what are you doing? What are you doing to create a successful life, create the life that you want to live, create the possibilities of being more and doing more? You are a gift to the world. So what are you doing with that gift? What are you doing? We want to know. We want to know. Inquiring minds want to know. We want to keep up with you. And so the only way you can do that is you let us know what's going on. And because we're supporting you also. Our desire every day is to bring dynamic programming to you. We want every day to offer what you're looking for. So if you have any suggestions, ideas, we absolutely would love to hear from you about that. And just looking forward to the things that are coming. And, you know, like Louisa said, next week we've got the webinar. Oh, we love the webinar. It's such an awesome opportunity to give people what they've been asking for. So we want to definitely hear from you. I know that's right. Coach is working.
Yes, that's right. And you can call in right now, 347-945-7991, and you can speak to Coach Cassandra or speak to myself if you have a comment or a question. If you have a comment or a question about the previous guest that we just had, Lon Fitch, and her awesome project, Confessions of a Welfare Mom, Confessions of Domestic Violence and Abuse. And you heard her talk about her event that's coming up and her live performance that she does based on that story. I watched her work with these individuals. I remember when she first started the book, how she would go from agency to agency to agency, and we would come and let her present her topic on what she was at that point looking for writers. So Confessions of Welfare Mom is made up of many people who have that story and who wanted to share it in her book. And the same thing with Confessions of a domestic violence victim or a survivor. So these are the type of projects that anyone can do if they only knew how to do them. So this is just another example. See, there's no excuse today that really we should not be able to move forward in building wealth for our families and for the others in the legacies of our families. There's absolutely no excuse today unless you don't tune into the AAE show, of course, then you won't know about our webinar probably. Well, you'll still see the flyer on the Internet. So we want to also remind everybody to sign in to My Christian Social Network. It's also like a Facebook for Christians, but not just for Christians, but you can certainly go on. And I see that Ms. Audrey Wiggins has already signed in and said good morning. So I want to also say good morning using that site. So please, let's support our good friend, Mr. David Knight. And, you know, when we do the Power Up Your Possibilities teleshow, we will also be chatting live from Christian Social Network. And I love how the Christian Social Network is also connected with your Facebook, so you can still continue with that social media. So when you post on to Christian Social Network, a box will pop up that will ask you if you want to publish to Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. So we're very excited for David and the work he's doing and wish David so much success. But definitely go on there, start your page, get it going. Very simple. It just takes a matter of 2 or 3 minutes, if that long, to set it up. And then you can start connecting, start inviting friends, start setting up chats. Well, you can do so many things. You can take a poll. You can take a survey. You can even write a blog. You can start your blog. You can post a video. There's some wonderful things you can do while you're on the Christian Social Network. So just simply go to mycsn.org, and I'm so glad that Mr. David shared our photo for All About Entrepreneurs show. Thank you, David. And he's just a wonderful person, I tell you. I'm so glad I got a chance to meet him. But also, we want to wish if there were any birthdays that he had over the weekend. We want to say happy birthday to you. I should make Cassandra sing happy birthday, at least one stanza of it. You should sing just one stanza, not the whole song, but just one stanza. All of them have this there.
Actually, we should volley this to Bernita. I know she's on the line. Woman of God, we'd love you to sing happy birthday, Bernita. Sing happy birthday for our friend. She may be in the car. I don't know if she can get on. You see her line, area code 216, coach?
I do see a couple of 216, but no one.
Oh, you see a couple. Then 324? You see 324, 216, 324? Bernita?
I do. You would have to hit your number one key. I don't want to open up and who knows what could be going on in the background. I was fussing. People be fussing in the background. I told you about that other situation yesterday when people think they're off air. Remember, I told you about that. I don't want to share on the air, but I told you how people can be fussing on the air and they think they're off the air.
We don't want that to happen.
Somebody might be fussing and beating up their children and, you know, have dices over there on them. We don't want that either. So, people do things when they're not online. So, you got to keep the mute button muted. Make sure you... We were on a call one time and somebody was in the background. They was duking it out and we could hear every word.
Well, we definitely don't want to do that. Whose birthday is it again?
So there's different people. You know, we just wanted to see how all the people whose birthday was over the weekend and anyone's birthday today that's following us. There's several people's birthdays. And so we just like to sing them just one quick little happy birthday. I would sing if I had the voice to sing, but since you do, why not?
Okay, she does have the voice to sing, folks. That's another person with another gift that's holding back on us. But Coach Melissa has a beautiful voice. She has so many talents. She just doesn't know what to do. Come on now. You better sing that song. Come on, jazz it up a little bit. Jazz it up. You know that Marcel song.
Yes. And I love how Danielle has put on the flyer now, the Christian Social Network logo, right alongside of the Danielle, she knows.
We want to give a shout out to Danielle Davis. She is the mastermind behind those awesome looking flyers, and she did have her contact info up there, but she took it down because I need help remembering the name of her company. It's so long. Snap this, that, photography. I don't want to mess it up. But, Danielle, are you there? Tell us the name of your photography. But she is definitely available, and she does an awesome job of keeping up with us, looking good. And went to a conference a couple weekends ago, and I'm telling you, wow, Danielle did an awesome job on the photography and the video, and she is worth her weight in gold. And so we love you, Danielle. We appreciate you, woman of God, for just volunteering your services. That's what she's doing, and we love it. We thank you so much for it. And she is doing what's inside of her. Yes. She's releasing her potential.
Woohoo! She's releasing her potential and releasing her power. Oh boy, that's what I love. The power of your potential. You know, the power, and you gotta power your possibilities. If you want your possibilities to be great, you have to power them all night. And so, you know, I can't wait to put the flyer out later today. Oh my God, I am so excited about this webinar. Oh, my God, this is going to be so off the chain. I'm just like, who knows, I might just float out of the house today when I have to leave today. And I'm going to stop by the bank. I got to go by one of the banks here in New Jersey, and I'm going to be sharing with several of the banks about the webinar and talk to them about some funding for the, oh, my God, one of these banks is going to definitely say yes to this ordeal. Trust and believe me. They don't have a choice. I'm speaking it to existence right now, right before your very eyes, that one of these banks is going to absolutely fund this project, because this webinar, this is something you've not heard this yet. You've heard it before, but you haven't heard it yet. You can figure that out. Oh, yes, because, see, there's nothing new under the sun. So you've heard it before, but you haven't heard it yet. And I'm telling you, on April the 22nd, that's not this Tuesday, because this Tuesday is the 15th. Uh-oh, tax day. Get your taxes done. Entrepreneurs, you have to file your tax form anyway. And, you know, even if you didn't make a dime, you still have to file. So get it filed. You got to. Still got today, tomorrow. If you need an extension, you need to call them up, get on their website, and get that extension. Entrepreneurs, it is that, you know, you've got to get your taxes done, even if you didn't make any money. So we got to come correct. We got to be correct, because God is about to release something into our hands, but we've got to be in position to receive it. And so that's why we want you to tune in and sign up for this webinar. Because believe me, you will, when you walk away from that webinar, you are going to be dancing all over the street. You thought David danced. You're going to be dancing like David. And I can't wait. Oh, I can't wait, because Cassandra is going to be awesome, awesome, awesome. So get ready.
Absolutely.
All I can say is get ready. Yes, get ready, get ready, get ready. I can't wait. I can't wait. You're going to see me dancing into that bank today. Oh, yes. I'm going to sit down with that vice president, and I'm going to share with him. Listen,
wow.
This is what we want to do. Oh, yes. I'm
wow.
Listen, you know what? You haven't seen Bold Lalisa until this is something that God has put down in me to make this happen. And when you have that baby, you know, when you have your baby, you believe in your baby. Okay? You know, parents just, they believe in their little baby, all right? And they want the best for that baby, you know, the good parents, the really great parents, right? They want the best for that baby, and they'll do anything to get it from the parents that I've spoken to. I've never had a natural child, so I have a beautiful stepdaughter, but I didn't meet her until she was 11. So some of you know what it was like. You carried that child, you took that, listen, you want nothing but the best for your child, and you'll do anything for them. I've watched parents, okay? So that's what it is like with projects that are our babies. We want to really see that thing work and be successful. So, Coach Cassandra, I am fired up, jacked up, sideways. Do you hear me? But, oh, my God. Y'all think you haven't seen. Let me. All I can say is, y'all haven't seen nothing yet, okay? Woo-hoo! Oh, we got a caller. Let's open up this phone line. Area code 314. Area code 314, you're on the air. Talk to us.
Good morning,
yes,
Ms. Danielle. Just wanted to say thank you for allowing me to help you guys. You were doing an awesome job on the flyers, and I just thought that it would be helpful for me to give a way to give back for listening for free, because you guys have really motivated me to stay focused on my business, and, I mean, things have truly been happening for me, and I really appreciate you guys. So I just wanted to be able to help and give back. So thank you for the opportunity.
Well, give us your phone number for those that are interested, and give your web address, whatever you prefer, or both, or your inbox name.
Okay, my company name is Snap This Click That Photography. My phone number is 314-792-5618, and my website address is www.snapthisclickthatphotography.com. And I'm
okay,
also
you said that a little too fast, Danielle, because I'm still trying to snap this, what, that? Say it a little slower, woman of God.
It's www.snapthisclickthatphotography.com. com.
Okay, I think I got it. Snap this, click that, photography.com.
Yes.
Or Danielle Davis on Facebook. That might be easier. I think that website is half the alphabet soup or more. That's a long name. But I like the name.
Are we prepared to people by having them say supercalifragilisticexpialidocious? So the people. But, oh my God! Thank you, Danielle. Thank you for such a great job. Yes, Danielle, you are absolutely correct. You coming alongside and offering to do those flyers, Danielle, a humongous. Oh my God! Are you kidding me? A humongous help. And don't worry, we definitely want to actually, be a blessing to you as well, because that is such a blessing, boy, oh boy. And to me, what's such a bigger blessing sometimes is when people just show up and offer. Oh my God, that just lays me out.
Yeah.
That's like seeing an old lady walk across the street with a bunch of groceries and you just jump in and help. She didn't have to say, right. Sonny, can you help me?
Right. Makes sense.
All right, thank you, Danielle. I know you got to go. You're headed to work. We appreciate you stopping by. We send you much love and blessings for the day. Go out and have an awesome day. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Wonderful people stopping by, tuning in on their way to work. How awesome. Well, we have another one. We just want to tell you about our guest for tomorrow, and then we're going to get off the air here. But we have another powerhouse coming tomorrow, another playwright. I'm like, okay, God, another executive producer, another person who's a mover and a shaker, who is also heading up our New Jersey chapter of NAFAM, which is the National Association of Executive Women, Executive Females in Music and Entertainment. Executives in Music and Entertainment, NAFAM. Is officially ready. The website is up. The chapter has started. And so she's coming on. She'll be able to tell us more about that. Anyone you know that's in any kind of entertainment, tell them to get on the show tomorrow. We're going to have Ms. Valerie Fully Love. This is a powerful program and organization, and that if anyone you know, whether they're movie producers, executive actors, actresses, authors, singers, poets, spoken word artists, any way, shape, form, or fashion that they're in entertainment and or the executive side. Maybe you're an agent. Maybe you're somebody's talent manager. Maybe you want to be. Okay? See, that's a field that a lot of people, especially people of African-American, people, black people, African-Americans. That's one area that we've missed, because every entertainer and everyone anywhere in that field needs a good agent or manager. Same thing with artists, authors and writers, same thing. They all need agents. And so a lot of times we didn't go into that field, whether you want to call it publicist or talent manager or whatever you want to call it. We didn't go into that field. And so they all have to turn somewhere else to get the help. But that, from what I learned about that field, you could pretty much start with nothing. And all you need is one client. And you can start there and work your way up. I guess everybody's looking to be the Clyde Davises of the world, and they want to start out with the big multi-tiered clients, like the Houstons and the Jacksons and everybody. But no, you could just start with that one local person in your town that is an artist of some sort, and build them up. And that's how you get that name. You got to take someone who is an unnamed person, give them a household name, and that's how you get your, much like what Danielle is doing with us. She's putting herself out there as much. Every time she puts us out there, guess what? She's promoting Snap This, Click That, Photography.
And that's how it's done, people. But a lot of people don't know. So those are some of the kinds of things that we'll also be able to teach you in the upcoming webinar. So tomorrow we have Valerie Fulula, who is an executive producer. She's a playwright. She's also an executive in entertainment. She's putting together a big event here in New Jersey. She's also linked now that she has started a chapter here in New Jersey. Now she's linked up with the heads of all the chapters in all the other states. So now she gets to go to the meeting that, you know, Johnny Walker, who, you know, they're her background. If you don't, you can look her up. Johnny Walker, who is the CEO and founder of Mayfair. Now you can go and find out. Now she'll get to go and meet with all those people. And by the way, Johnny Walker is also the executive director of the Memphis and Shelby County Music Commission. This woman is the director of a commission of music in Memphis, okay? And she works for the city of Memphis. You see, that would be like if, say, if you were in Newark. If Newark had a commission of music, they don't, but if they did, she would be like the director of that. But this woman has done so many things she's helped with. Oh, my God, I don't even want to start naming this woman because I'm not reading with it in front of me, but she's done a lot of things. So Valerie is now one of the top executives as part of that organization because she's running the chapter here in New Jersey. So definitely tune in tomorrow. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Coach Cassandra, do you have anything else to share before we end the show? Before
I just want
the show,
people to go out and be the best that they can be and give it your all. Give it 100. 99.5 won't do. Give it 100. And just want you to have a super day, a super califragilisticexpialidocious day, baby. Make it happen. Do it today. And you know what?
All right.
You power up and you kick it. Exciting things will happen. And you know what? Expectancy is the breeding ground for miracles. So what are you expecting? What are you hoping for? What are you looking for? What are you putting in position? It's about you getting in position for the best to happen. And you do that by moving out toward the things that you believe you're supposed to do. You would be amazed what happens when you just open up your mouth and tell people about what you're doing. You'll be excited about what you're doing. And you would be amazed at how someone over here will say, hey, let me help you with this, or hi, let me connect you with that person. That's the way it happens. I'm telling you, the magic unfolds as you will move out toward what you believe that you're supposed to be doing. It's so exciting. Is that how it happens for you, Coach? You just move on out and you see things materialize. I tell you, it's amazing. Absolutely amazing. And we take that for it.
You've got to be.
Wrapping it up for me. Yes.
Don't stop. Okay, well, that's it for today. And we're going to see you back here tomorrow, same time, same place. It's been all about entrepreneurs.
All about entrepreneurs.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio.